everyone, and welcome to PornStarLifeCoach.com. I'm sitting here with a bunch of lovely ladies from the porn industry. But who am I? I'm Nikki Hunter, and we've got three beautiful girls that are joining us today, and we're going to be talking about just general basics of porn star life coaching. And this is our version, our view of how we enter into this very dynamic lifestyle of being in front of the camera and also taking off our clothes. Let me introduce to you a few of the beautiful girls here. Diana Prince, hello and welcome.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Hey, you are absolutely gorgeous. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you. Everybody here is.
We've got Melody Jordan.
Hello.
Brand new into the industry.
I am brand new.
But making quite a big splash yourself. And then Satine Phoenix.
Meow.
And that is why I love you. Girl, we have been friends for years.
Yeah, I think. It's been a long time.
But it's really funny how we always keep in like close claw contact throughout the entire career choices that we've made.
Yeah, it's kind of nice. Thanks.
Yeah. Well, welcome, ladies. Now, is this your first time ever, you know, hearing about Porn Star Life Coach and the things that happen here?
Yeah, yes. Actually.
Yeah. No idea what to expect.
Now,
yeah.
When you first got in, speaking specifically to you, Satine, and you, Diana, you've been in for how many years, Diana?
Going on 3.
3 years. Okay. And Satine?
I was in it for about 5-6 years, and I've been out of it for 3 years.
Okay. So you went through the gamut of the career, and you kind of retired, at least taking off your clothes on camera.
Yeah.
But you've moved on to other things, and still your toes dabble in it.
I like to draw naked ladies, so yeah.
And Melody, you have been in the industry for how long?
This is going to be my 4th month.
Oh my gosh.
I'm the baby.
I know. This is kind of why Porn Star Life Coach has been created. I mean, we have girls who have been in it, and each experience is completely different than the other.
Yeah. And some things you learn fast.
You do. It's kind of like being dumped into the deep end of the shark pool. So just so everybody knows what you're doing, when you come here and you're kind of giving your own experiences and the things that you've learned, the way that you can help somebody else by offering that little tidbit of advice. So Diana, being in for 3 years, what is like one of the largest lessons that you learned?
Oh, good grief. I don't know. Too early for that.
Well, you've been in, how many scenes have you done?
I have no idea.
Really? You don't keep tabs?
I don't know.
Do you remember even trying to count at the beginning?
No. No? I came in and had no idea what to expect, just kind of almost by accident through the Tyra Banks show. And I went in like completely blind, no idea what to expect, and it was overwhelming at first. I was there for like maybe 2 months, and I would get freaked out every time I went to set. I'd like hide in the bathroom for hours. They thought I was doing drugs, but I was like crying because I was so scared to be in front of the camera, not because of sex and like getting naked. Like, that was fine. It was just like people looking at you with the light so bright, and I was like trying to hide, and directors would be mean and be like, what are you doing? Like, get out here and spread your asshole wider. I'm like, what am I doing? That's the day I quit, was like after that one. I'm like, why do they want to see up in my ass so far? I don't understand. So like I got in, like, that was maybe, let's see, 4 years ago, I guess, when I first tried it out. And so it was like 2 months and I quit. And then I kept thinking about it and I felt like a quitter. And I didn't want it, like, every time somebody mentioned, oh, you did porn for a minute, I would cringe and be like, I guess, if you want to call it that. Because even in my scenes, you could tell I was scared. I'd be so quiet, and I just couldn't say anything. I'd make no noise. I'd sit there.
Sitting in a corner, just kind of like...
That was my whole scene. Like,
sitting back and forth, like, I'd be traumatized.
Right. Like, I wouldn't even say that feels good or anything. I'd just be like...
Wow.
Is it done yet? So I didn't want to end on that note. So then I just decided... older, wiser, come in and like kick ass with it. So that's where I'm at now. And how many scenes? I have no idea, but
good for you though. I mean, let's talk about like conquering these fears that you have and making them your bitch.
Exactly. You know? No, I mean, it all started that way. I had severe BDD to the point where I showered with my clothes on. I wore a ski mask to go out in public because I thought my face would scare people. And so that's why I initially was like, well, I'm going to go and become a fucking model because I'm going to prove that I don't have to be like that.
Yay. Oh,
and wow. then, so I did some like regular, like mainstream modeling stuff. And then I realized it was really boring. Like I never knew what to do with myself. I'm like, why do people want to take pictures of me? I don't get it. Like I need to be doing something.
Wow.
And I was really sexual. So it seemed like the next thing was like, I always thought about doing porn, but it's like, mm-hmm. oh, my parents are like, you know, oh, that's so bad. You can't do that. And then through the process of the Tyra Banks show where I was supposed to pretend I wanted to go to porn, but then realize how bad it was. I was like, wait a minute, these people are really actually nice. And so like, instead of like going through their script.
Oh my God, Tyra Banks turned you into porn.
Wow. Yeah, yeah. I had this whole long script. I was supposed to like go through like interviewing people and each time I was supposed to be like shocked, like, oh my God, how could they possibly do that? And like, these are the worst people I've ever met and whatever. And I was like, no, not really actually. And she got really angry. I was like, this is not what you're supposed to be saying. And they like totally edited it like, to hell, but
wow,
yeah,
wow.
But it turned out to be good, you know. I thought like I was ready, but at that time I wasn't.
Porn helped you.
Wow,
it's true. Wow. It's like I went from that to like now it's like there's nothing I can't take.
It's like
I used to not be able to look in the mirror. I couldn't put on makeup, awesome. I would never look at myself in the mirror ever. He can attest. He like makes fun of when he first met me and my boyfriend over there in the corner. He's like, when I first met you, you'd have lipstick like across your face. He's like, why so serious and shit? Because I would never look in the mirror. I just hope for the best. And
oh my
now
God.
Now it's like, whatever. And it's like, porn has put me through everything, so I can handle anything.
That's
so.
Great.
Wow. That is an absolutely.
That's what life is. There you go. That's came upon my life.
Yeah.
My
wow. I mean, it can help you to discover yourself and to have a sort of a confidence that you never would have found otherwise.
Very true.
You know, but it takes strength within. Now, Melody, you've been in for 4 months.
Yeah.
We know Tyra Banks turned Diana into a porn star. What turned you into a porn star?
Just modeling in general and like being comfortable with my body. Like I've always been like a nympho, whatever, like in my personal life. And I never got what I wanted out of my personal life. So like whenever I lost what was stopping it, I started porn. I got in contact with my agent and like it took 3 phone calls and I was like, sure, I don't give a fuck.
I see. You're pretty. YOLO. Off your clothes. Gold.
Yeah, like, I've always Cha-ching. Wanted to be the girl next door or whatever. So like I was like gone home for it. I've always performed. I was never scared to be in front of a camera or anything like it's something I'm used to. So like yeah. I'm just, you know, it's coming out of my comfort zone just a little bit, but like now I'm just like go fucking crazy and just like say weird shit and
like your
shock
enthusiasm.
People.
Yeah.
For sure.
Oh, that's brilliant. We met a couple months ago, like when you were so spanking brand new that it was, but you have a vivaciousness for life that you're not afraid. No. And do you think maybe that when turning into an industry like this, like pornography, that you have to have this kick butt, I don't really give a shit, I'm going to do it and do it to the best of my ability sort of attitude?
It's like a dedication because you are exposing yourself so much. And like, I don't understand why girls would go in like sometimes and just do it for the money. And I don't know. Like, you really have to enjoy it. You really have to have fun. You really have to go for it. And like, what I've been learning is just like, the more like excited you get over it, the more like shocking you are, the more dirty you are, whatever, like people love you and they're like, yes. And you know, and I'm like, yes. And I'm like, I'll spread my asshole for you.
Okay, well, I'm there now.
Now, Satine, you've been in and out of the industry. It's coming back to Porn Star Life Coach. And you take a look at all the years that you've been in. Do you really feel that you have so many lessons that you want to teach people like Melody who just get in, that are just like embarking on that plateau of the stars in their eyes?
Yeah, well, I say keep it. Hold on to that because that will keep you going. And then if it burns out, then just recognize that and move on to whatever else makes you vibrant, you know. And if it lasts you 20 years, 30 years, then rock and roll, just keep doing it. But don't lose that enthusiasm because it is super fun. And like I look back and I remember how really fun it was. I got into it through BDSM, so I mean, I was an animal.
BDSM.com,
like.
Wait a minute, so was that your personal life in BDSM, or what did you do your first scene in BDSM?
Actually, my first scene was with my ex-boyfriend. We were swingers, and we would have sex in public, and then we just liked people watching, and we're like,
we're so hot,
why don't we just have fish in this? Right. Yeah, we would go to the Power Exchange in San Francisco, and then one thing led to another. We started dealing with Power Exchange. And then I don't even remember how I met anyone at kink.com. Isis Love. I used to dance with her at the strip club. It all makes sense now.
There you go.
And it just turned out that I was living maybe 3 blocks away from kink.com at the time. So it was so convenient.
And, destiny.
One thing led to another.
Wow. Yeah.
How you kink. Ladies, who was dancing before they did porn?
Me.
Classically.
Really? It's kind of funny. It's like the gateway drug, man.
you feel that.
Don't dance. Now I know what all those conservatives were saying.
Yeah, it's a gateway drug for sure.
Well, I mean, you learn to be in touch with your sexuality, maybe. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't say go as far as taking off your clothes, but Melody, you were classically trained, correct?
Yeah, I've been doing ballet, modern, jazz all my life. I've never stripped, never done any of that. So, like, that's what makes me comfortable with my body, you know? Mm-hmm. It's just that I have built myself, like, through Pilates and dance and physically, and I'm just like, yeah, I'll get naked. I don't care. I'm around people all the time in dressing rooms. Who gives a fuck?
What was the first time someone asked you to do a dance move naked?
That's a good question. I don't know. I've had people, like, ask me to, like, send them striptease videos. Like, it was, like, a guy I was talking to a long time ago or something, but, like, that was about it, you know? Like, that's, yeah. Yeah. I mean, I've done, like, in porn, I've done striptease things for, like, videos and stuff, but that's about it.
Do you use that in any of your videos? Have you, like, your ballet moves?
Well, the flexibility, like, I'm not going to be doing, like a ponche and flotte in the middle of a striptease.
I know. Make it happen.
They'd be like, what the fuck is this girl doing? I've done, like, ballet dancing if they, like, specifically ask for it. Like, I'll be, like, dancing naked or whatever, and it's, like, part of the scene.
I would not totally watch that.
Like, I've done so many scenes with it. Like, I've done, like, even, like, big sausage pizza where I'm dancing.
I did that way.
I do ballet.
Were you twirling a pizza at the same time?
No, but I was like sucking a cock in like a split and shit like that.
Oh, nice.
I would say use that to your benefit, because how many people have that ability, you know? Like,
I love using it.
Because those fans, like classically, like people that watch ballet, like they're going to really like it.
Yeah, they'll be like, holy shit, I like porn now.
Yeah, right?
It's fun. I take it to my advantage, and it's something that I love to do, and I still dance, so it's important to me. So.
Is this the podcast, Porn Star Life Coach, something that you, Melody, would be interested in, given that maybe, like, rewind three or four months, you're interested in getting into the industry, but you're not quite sure what to expect, maybe hearing what the girls have to say? Like, I would say Tyra Banks, for you, Diana, was kind of your Porn Star Life Coach, because...
She's
that was your first time.
Yeah.
That was your first time really encountering someone, and you're like, I need to know more. You're really interesting. Is that format something that you'd be interested in listening to?
Yeah, I mean, like, whenever people take... I think people look at porn in, like, totally different way than actual porn stars do, because we see the inside of everything, and this is kind of, like, the way of, like, letting people know that porn is not... raunchy and gross. Like, if you're with the right people, and, like, you know, there's experiences that everybody will learn from, and this is really nice and fun. So listening to this, if I wasn't even in porn, it's like, oh, really? It's actually it helped someone? It did this?
Well, that's the thing.
You know, it's
like,
kind of shocking.
It's a fantasy for other people,
it is.
But it's our reality.
Yeah.
And so it's edited for people to jerk off to, but when we're doing it, like, we have a totally different experience than
Absolutely.
Other people do.
Yeah.
So true. And hopefully this podcast will be able to help so many other girls out there as they're trying to learn how to live their lives and what to expect when they're getting into certain venues of porn. And you ladies make it happen. So thank you. Please give us your social media where people can find you, any movies coming out, things that what your favorite loves.
I'm not a huge promoter, but if anybody wants to talk to me, I'm Diana Prince XXX on Twitter. So, whatever. Talk about comic books, dick sucking, spreading your ass, whatever you want.
You can find me at MelodyJordanXXX on Twitter. You can also find my Tumblr at MelodyJordan.xxx or my blogger. It's MelodyJordan.blogspot.com. So
I love it.
Yeah.
Satine, my girl who's out of the industry now, but you still have a lot of different things that you do.
Yeah. I'm writing a comic book. I do animations.
That's awesome.
I start a YouTube channel.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, which I do a lot. I run a Dungeons and Dragons community in Hollywood over at Meltdown Comics.
So cool. Yeah,
and like, I run a life drawing class on Mondays, so I'm always there every Sunday and Monday.
Oh, by the way, geeky girl, and geeky girl. Really? Meet each other, okay? Okay.
Yes, if you want to come and hang out at the comic shop, with me, I'm like always there.
I'm down.
You can find me at Sateen Phoenix, Phoenix, on Twitter, sateenphoenix.net. And you just Google me. I'm all over the place.
And I'm Nikki Hunter, and you can find me at Twitter. It's Nikki Hunter. That's it. I'm easy. And also, I do cosplay karaoke at Meltdown. Aww. So come play with me every once in a while. Just check the Meltdown Nerdist Theater information calendar on their website. So thank you guys so much for joining us. And we're going to close it out here as we swing from the chandeliers at Julie Land. We're part of the Julie Land universe. Make sure you go check us out there, and hopefully you guys will have some pictures up there pretty soon. At least you, I know, Melody.
Yeah, I would love that.
Thanks, everybody. Goodbye. Have a great night.
Bye.
Thank you.